Let me do something unusual this time. I am convinced it's my duty to do this. I want, before we go into our message, and because in many ways it's so connected to the message, and probably it's going to drive home the subject for this morning. I want to have a word of encouragement for all of you and for myself. It's based in Psalm 91. And I'm sure it's a very familiar psalm. It's a psalm that's speaking about who we are, what we are, where we are. Who we should be and where we should be. This is a reality, if our relationship with Christ, with God, is right, then everything in this psalm is applicable to us, the very days we live in. You know the psalm, I just want to go 3, 4, 5 minutes through a few thoughts from here. This is the psalm that is glorifying the safety that we find in God. The people very often think that God and faith in God and all of this we do belong only to the metaphysical, beyond the physical. That's what metaphysical actually means. It's not a complicated word. But something that's beyond physical, nothing to do with society, nothing to do with economy, nothing to do with our day-to-day life. And that creates a division, a dichotomy, a divorce between who we are physically and who we are spiritually. Well, one thing is very clear. God is the God of all and God over all. And there is no area of existence in this universe and on the earth and here among us where God doesn't have any jurisdiction. Everything is in his hand. And he's in control of everything. Do we need to know that? Maybe you say, well, you're preaching to the converted, brother. Well, I'll be glad to know that that is the case 100%. I'm wasting my time now and tell you things that you know well. I'd be happy to know that. But let me tell you my experience. Whenever I hear another brother talking about these things, I feel so encouraged. Though I know a lot of these things, and I'm sure you know a lot of these things. But when I hear them coming towards me, not from me, towards the congregation, it's like it's different. And I feel encouraged. I feel strengthened in my heart, in my mind, in my convictions. God is an invincible fortress for us. Not only in the spiritual realm, I say that again, but in the physical realm too. We have to learn a lot from the history of Israel with God. When God covered every area of their lives and how he provided for them physically and spiritually. There is nothing that we have. Paul says in the New Testament, he says, we brought nothing with us into this world and will take nothing with us away from it. We should not allow that separation between spiritual and physical to take place in our own lives. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, and I will say of the Lord, about the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Again, I want to reinforce it. Refuge and fortress for my physical life. not just for my soul. We need to think about that. He can deliver us from everything. I believe verses 3 to 8 speak about that one. He can deliver our physical life and our spiritual life. There is a snare of the devil all the time, every day, every moment that the devil tries to capture us. And you know that is possible. For Paul is speaking to Timothy I think that's in the end of First Timothy, that it is good to work and to share with those who have fallen into the trap of the devil and are captives or being taken captives by the devil to do his will. So that's one aspect. But also, he can save us from those who want to destroy our physical lives. And also, something that may often seem, it's coming from out, no one is to blame. But very often, there are things that men create in order to harm other people. From the perilous pestilence. Pestilence is a very all-inclusive word here. There are many sicknesses, epidemics, pandemics, and also you call them, are in this world. But God can protect us. If you don't believe that God can protect us from that, then we have to pray a lot. He shall cover you with his feathers. This is phenomenological language. God is not a bird, and he has no feathers. But it's drawing our eyes to the picture of a hen. I think I told you this illustration. My agricultural illustrations will never end. When I say I grew up with chickens in the yard and everything we had, and we also had not the eagle. What are they called? The smaller ones, the kites that will try to steal chicken, the little chicks, and they when the mother, the hen, senses that there is some danger, somehow she calls all her chicks and they come and they all go under her feathers. And you can see that she is scared. That is like she's saying to the kite, you'll only get to them over my dead body. And very often, the kite goes away. But more often than not, the chicks are safe. So that's the picture that the Word of God is drawing for us here. And under his wings you shall take refuge. So we run to God. We run to God. We shall not fear anything, because he is the shield. He is the one that helps us. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that works in the darkness. The darkness here is sickness you can't see. You see just the effects of it. You see the effects of sickness. Nor the arrow that flies by day. Another destruction that lays waste at noonday. And now the verses that are the most important, verses 7 and 8. 1,000 may fall at your side. That doesn't mean they fall in the sense that the enemy comes to attack you, but they fall destroyed by the pestilence. And there's death everywhere. And one must be mad, crazy, to deny the reality of a sickness when you see people dying everywhere. So we have to accept that. But you still look around, especially if you did not take thousands of medicines. And you see, I can't understand it. It's almost unbelievable. I'm still standing. But that's what he says here. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand side, but it shall not come near you. Now the people think this is science fiction or a stupid obscure ancient mythological beliefs. No, it's not like that. God protects us. One of the protections are the medicines. The man create medicines because God is giving them wisdom. But medicine is a treatment, is not all that there is. Sometimes the treatment works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes the diagnosis is wrong. Sometimes there are evil people administering it. So it's not, as a Christian, we should never deny that, because we sing a song, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And even this, the rain, the food, the miracle that happens every time when you put a handful of seeds in the garden and you have a summer's crop out of it, which is wonderful, so is the medication and everything. They are all for our good. They are from God. But in the end is, I used to annoy the doctors in the hospital, like when you stay for 5 weeks nonstop in the hospital, there's a lot going through your head. Especially when I was afraid to look when I saw the infection, external infection on my surgery or my wound there. And I used to just joke with the doctors and the nurses when they came to treat me. And they say, why are you doing that? I said, oh, I'm very convinced that you are treating me, but I know that God will heal me. Unless God heals me, you can't treat me. Your treatment is in vain. So this is what I wanted to encourage you with. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I received the gifts of medications that strengthen my immune system, and I thank you people for that. And I give to others, and we do that kind of stuff. But with trust that God has created our body, He will take care of it, and that my times are in God's hand, and so are yours. Whatever you want to do, but be assured, 1,000 may fall at your side, your left side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come, it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked. And it keeps going on and on and on. There are many ways in God's will help. Because you made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. This is not to say that you'll never get sick, you'll never die. But only that is evil that can come upon you without God's permission. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called, to those who are called according to His purpose. We know that. So all these things that come, they come as blessings, blessings in disguise. Though often the blessings have a nature of discouraging us. And when the dear one is dying, falling sick, suffering, even intubated, you know, in the IC unit, and you see how they gasp for air and they can't get a breath of air, even that in a way may be a blessing. I don't know. I don't want to be cruel. Because if I would see that happen to one of my loved ones, I would say, Lord, why? I would say that because I'm a human being and I don't know and I want to know. Lord, tell me, what do you want me to teach through this? What are you doing? Well, we know that we all come at a time and we don't know. We are fully ignorant of the time of coming into the world and we'll be fully ignorant at the time when we leave this world. I saw that with my eyes, people that I stayed near them when in their last moments of their lives. So that's what's happening. God is supreme. We will learn things from that. And with everything that comes, we are richer and richer and richer every day. So, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. How about Job? He was plagued with suffering. There is no type of suffering in this world that did not come in his life. And yet he said, the Lord has taken away. Praise be the name of the Lord. And in the end, through all the trouble, at the end of that, we are being told, and in everything, Job has not sinned. And God appreciated that. God was pleased with Job. That doesn't mean that God's hand was short, but that God was in control of everything. And he knew when to say, stop. And his soul was never touched by the devil. So suffering in the body cannot separate us from the love of Christ. Suffering in the world cannot separate us from the love of Christ. Being sick doesn't mean that you are a sinner. That means that you, like myself and everybody here, we live in corrupt bodies. And we all, with every ouch that we say, we are longing for the day of the redemption of our bodies. When consequences of sin in our lives should be in our bodies. So we should not let, and we should pray that God guards us. That whatever reason the sickness has, it will never touch our soul. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And so on. This is a promise from God. And God says this, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of encouragement that the Lord has placed on my heart to pass it on to you that it will fill my heart also. I'm going to the subject that we have. I'll connect it with